This is Akashvani. In the weekly program Current Affairs, now we bring you a discussion on India's prospects in Paris Olympics 2024. The participants are Eskanan, sports analyst, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, anchor.
I'm joined by Sri S. Kannan, and we will discuss about the medal hopefuls for the Paris Olympics 2024. A warm welcome to you in the program, Kannan.
Good evening and thank you very much. Warm welcome to all the Indian athletes as well.
Save the mission of the Indian contingent. Gagan Narang lauds government's effort to support the Indian contingent.
जिस तरीके का सपोर्ट और सहयोग भारत सरकार से हमें मिल रहा है ये पहले कभी नहीं मिलता था. आई कैन लास्ट के अभी कुछ सालों में सपोर्ट इंक्रीज हुआ है. टॉप्स के प्लेयर्स बढ़े हैं, जिसको जो फैसिलिटी चाहिए थी बाहर जाने के लिए वो दी गई है. और अनप्रेसिडेंटेड कोऑर्डिनेशन है बिटवीन मिनिस्ट्री ऑफ यूथ अफेयर्स, स्पोर्ट अथॉरिटी ऑफ इंडिया, आईओए, नेशनल फेडरेशन. इससे पहले इतना जो कोऑर्डिनेशन था वो थोड़ा सा मिसिंग हुआ करता था, बट आई थिंक दिस इज द बेस्ट दैट वी हैव सीन सो फार एंड hopefully the athletes will be motivated, inspired and being taken care of very well by the government of India, and these will translate into medals as well.
Kannan.
Paris is ready to welcome, and after the opening ceremony the action will roar, but already we've seen that the Indian archers have done well, the team event.
So day one actually belongs to archery as far as India's participation is concerned on the 25th of July. Of course, today we have the opening ceremony for the Paris Olympic Games, and then on day three, other action will start with badminton, shooting, archery, rowing, table tennis, boxing, hockey, and then we'll move on to swimming and tennis at least on Saturday and Sunday. What's your take on India's medal-winning performances? How do you expect them to perform? 117 athletes contingent here.
Yeah, 117 athletes. You know, there is hope. Yesterday, I was speaking to the Indian Olympic Association President, P.T. Usha, who is also a member of the Parliament, Rajya Sabha. And I had a chat with Gagan Narang, the chef de mission. Plus, whoever I have spoken to, gold medalist Aminav Bindra from Beijing 2008, there is optimism. Spoken to the athletes, everyone is very hopeful. Big difference between Tokyo and now. It's a free, fair environment, no fear of COVID. So we'll have to wait, but predict medals easily is a dangerous thing. We'll have to wait because India is an impatient nation as far as medals go. But we'll prepare the best. The government has backed to the hilt all the athletes, the coaches, the personal staff, the support staff, so to say, you know, coaches, master physio, you know, IOA, President P.T. Usha has put together a medical team. Everything is there in place. We're just waiting to see how well Indians do against the top-class field, minus Russia and Belarus, of course.
So what are the chances of Neeraj Chopra in the track and field javelin throw? He won the gold medal at Tokyo in the previous Olympics. I understand that there are concerns of injury as well, the adductor muscle, and in the groin area as well. How do you see him overcome this?
No. There has been clarification from the team which handles Neeraj that the adductor has been given adequate rest and he's in good shape. So, but everyone is fantasizing about 90 meters. I think at the Olympics, it is more important that you win the medal and not talk about, you know, going to 90 meters. Just because Neeraj won a gold medal in Tokyo does not mean he's going to win a medal in Paris as gold. Would be any medal. The field is very, very tough. A lot depends on the weather. For example, yesterday, it was sunny. Today, it's drizzling. And, you know, what is going to be exactly the weather condition? How are the underfoot conditions? Can he get a grip there? So that remains to be seen. So I think Neeraj is in great shape. You know, the way he has sustained himself from 2018, you know, Gold Coast, Commonwealth Games, then Jakarta, Asian Games in 2018. Then he had to miss the Commonwealth Games in Birmingham, but, you know, went on to win the Olympics. And again, the next cycle, Hangzhou Asian Games, World League, Diamond League, World Championship, everywhere he's been doing well. So expectation is very high, but he knows how to handle the pressure. And the entire team which he has, the support staff, coach, physio, massio, trainer, planning from the Athletics Federation of India, led by President Nazim Samarewala, everything is in sync. He spends most of his time abroad at the best camps. And I think, yes, we expect a medal from Neeraj. But we cannot go on repeating that the same athlete. There are many more medal chances in other disciplines as well. You know, for example, we're looking at shooting, we're looking at even tennis, we're looking at weightlifting and wrestling. So we'll have to wait. Neeraj Chopra is, of course, an emotional name. But can he do what two athletes before this did for India? Sushil Kumar in wrestling 2008 and 2012, two medals. And again, PV Sindhu in badminton 2016 in Rio and then the Tokyo Olympics 3 years ago. That remains to be seen. Not very easy, but he will try his best.
Well, he has a new coach, Batu Nietz, and the best throw that he has attempted in this year has been 88.36 meters. So, the best of luck to him. What about Anu Rani from the women's javelin throw?
No, I don't expect a medal from Anu Rani, really, to say. She's like, you know, she's done well to get here. You know, the number of athletes who qualified from track and field, historic 29. I think one athlete had to be dropped for reasons which we don't need to discuss. But yeah, everybody knows the name of Aba Kadua. She was left out by the World Athletics. We don't have the official reason for it. But huge rise in the number of athletes making it through the qualifying mark, as well as the athletes who are there by virtue of attaining the rankings. Good sign. Indian athletics is looking promising. And from nowhere, we've come here. And as I said, PT Usha is saying we are definitely there on the top. I even spoke to Vice President of the Athletics Federation of India, Anju Bobby George. They're all saying that we are not the Asian Games level. We've gone beyond that level. So that is a very promising sign that Indian athletics looks good. But if we need time to give it a maturity, let us hope for the best.
What about archery? The recurve events has already started on the 25th. What are our chances in individual and team?
Yes, archery is in recurve only in the Olympics. We don't have compound. The team events have begun yesterday. We expected the women to do well, Deepika Kumari, but the men have also done well. You know, it was important to finish this way on day one. That sets the tempo even before the opening ceremony. We'll have to wait and watch. There's still a lot to go in it. And apart from this, what happens in the individual events, we'll have to see. From an emotional viewpoint, Deepika Kumari coming back, you know, the Olympics, she's a seasoned archer. She's been there before. She has really fought well. She's got married, she's got a child, she's put on 20 kgs weight, she's lost weight. So it looks very good, and let's not forget that the archery qualification was very, very late compared to many other sports. But yeah, I think archery will do well, and the field is very, very tough. And how they go out, you know, the weather is good, that is a very, very important thing. Definitely, the tempo has been set by the archers, both women and the men, on Thursday in Paris.
You also have badminton, four men and three women. Group stage will start on the 27th, day three. What are PV Sindhu's chances in the singles? And what about the men, HS Pranoy and Lakshya Sen?
Well, Sindhu obviously is, you know, aiming for history. You know, if she wins a medal here, it'll be a hat-trick of Olympic medals. Never happened before in Indian Olympic history. Each time you look at her, she's had a different coaching setup. Gopi was there in Rio, then she had a Korean Park. His name was Park. That's his first name because Korean names are long. He was there. Now Sindhu has suddenly decided in the last year or so that she will train under England champion from 1980, Prakash Padukone and Vimal Kumar. If you look at the results behind Sindhu, not really excellent. You know, she's come back from an injury, and Asian Games hangover was disappointing. What's most important is, you know, her training base in Germany. She really done well physically to get her strength back. She's looking lean, trim and fit. So we'll see. But we are talking about Pranoy and Lakshya. Pranoy has been dealing with some medical issues. Off the court, he first had a gut issue. Then I believe he's had chikungunya. So Lakshya has got a very difficult draw. But the main focus probably will be the doubles, men's doubles. Satvik, Sai Siddharth, Anki Reddy and Chirag Shetty. And they hopefully can win a medal because there's enormous hype over them. And you also have a woman's pair of Tanisha Cluster and Ashwini Ponapa. So you'll have to wait and watch. But yes, men's doubles is really going to be very exciting because these two men have conquered, you know, several titles in the mixed stage of itself in Paris.
What about boxing? A lot of hype is surrounding Amit Pangal in 51 kilogram weight category. The round of 32 is going to be on the 28th of July, the day four. And you also have Nikhat Zareen and Lavlina Borgohain in the women's boxing, 50 kilogram and 75 kilogram weight category. What are their chances?
Obviously, we have chances. You know, you look at the history of Indian boxing from 2008, Beijing, Vijender won a medal. Then if you look at 2012, Mary Kom won a medal, historic medal. So obviously, there are chances. Of course, not in 2016, we didn't do too well. But Lovlina won a medal in Tokyo. So Nikhat Zarin obviously is the strongest contender, though the draw is not very kind to her. But when you look at Lovlina and, you know, there are a few more like Jasmine, very strong fighters. If you look at the name you mentioned, Amit, he's also expected to do well. All of them have trained very hard. They've been in camps, they've been in competitions. Physically, nobody is carrying a niggle or an injury. So that gives rise to hope that they will do well. Hoping medals come from boxing. It's a very, very classy field out there. So we'll have to wait.
Well, you mentioned about shooting because that will also start the day after. Tomorrow, in fact.
Tomorrow. It starts tomorrow.
Absolutely right. It starts tomorrow on day three. You have the 10 meters air rifle mixed team qualification. Now, how do you see that progressing for the men and women?
Definitely, you know, even last week we talked about the number of shooters there and representing in 22 disciplines again. So we have good chances and you've got now mix of seasoned and fresh campaigners, but as Gagan Narang, you know, former Olympic medalist from 2012, chef de mission, you're saying today's shooters are fearless. They don't want to just go and participate. They want to win, and they want to win not just a medal, they want to win a gold medal. So that is the kind of hunger they have. But if you ask me to name, it's very difficult. Men, women, you know, this is the Olympics about gender equality, and you have mixed events in rifle, pistol, even in shotgun. Shooting events are being held in Chateau, which is about 275 kilometers from Paris. They are based there. So they are not going to be sitting in Paris, not going to be part of the opening ceremony. So it will be very, very exciting because after 2012, we have not won a shooting medal. 2016, there was no medal. In Rio, it was fourth place finish from Binavindra and fourth place finish from Jitu Rai, after which both have retired. And again in Tokyo, I think expectations were very high, but I think partly due to the COVID protocol and the tough conditions of training and a camp before that held in Croatia, things didn't work. But this time they based themselves around Europe in Italy and France and trained hard. Some of them in rifle prefer to stay in Bhopal. So I think shooting should bring us medals. We'll just keep our fingers crossed till they actually land on our lap.
So you have the 10 meters air rifle, 50 meters rifle, three position, 10 meters air pistol, 25 meters rifle prone. These are all stationary targets where we have participation. What about moving targets? You have the skeet and the trap events. How do you see us performing there?
I think the sheer number of participants from India in trap and in skeet, men, women, even in mixed, this is a historic high. You know, Prithviraj Pandaiman is there in trap, but if you look at others, the women, Raja Randhir Singh's daughter is there in trap, Ria Rajesh, Kumari, and the girl we spoke about last year, Shreyasi Singh, is there. One exciting name on skeet I will mention is obviously about Maheshwari Chauhan, who won the qualification in March in Doha. And there is one more girl over there, Reza Dillon. I think shotgun, the growth, exponential growth and explosion has been very, very interesting. Very different when you shoot indoors in a pistol and rifle, and when you shoot outdoor, you're competing against yourself, you're competing against nature, varying light conditions, and so many more factors. So what happens on that day will be very important. But shotgun shooting, India has had a tradition. And don't forget that the first medal in shooting came not from Abhinavindra, it came from Colonel Rajavardhan Singh Rathore, 2004, 8th silver in double trap, now a discipline which is not there. And he went on to become, you know, a pathbreaker. Then he became the cabinet minister in this BJP government in 2014. And now he's in Rajasthan. Again, he's part of the government. So I think the standards were set high by Rathore in shotgun. And we're hoping that someone can emulate his feat in the Paris Games being held in Chateau.
What about weight lifting? Another medal hopeful, Mirabai Chanu in the 49 kilograms weight category for women. What are her chances in the Paris Olympics?
I think the maximum hype has been on Mirabai because this is her third Olympics. Don't forget that she didn't win a medal in Rio, but when she won that bronze medal in Tokyo, obviously she has been dealing with injuries off and on. And most important part is she's recovered. Again, one more athlete who collapsed on the stage, literally clutching her thigh in Hangzhou Asian Games. From there to now, it has been very good comeback. She goes and trains on the strength and conditioning expert in the US, Aaron Horshig, and her coach Vijay Sharma, whom we've all interacted with, is hopeful she'll go well over 220 in aggregate. And the field, you know, obviously is minus the North Koreans who are not following the WADA code of testing. So Mirabai Chanu obviously represents all of us from India, and she's the face of an athlete from Northeast, and she's put her heart and soul into it.
Well, you have the men's hockey team contingent in France, Paris, where the Olympic Games are being held. India versus New Zealand, that's a match that is scheduled for tomorrow at 9 o'clock in the evening, Indian Standard Time. How would you rate the team and its reserves?
It's a very good team, you know. Even someone like former India captain P.R. Srijesh has said that if you look at this team on paper, they look even more stronger than what it was in Tokyo. There's been a change, you know. You've got a new coach, Craig Fulton, not Graham Reed, the man who's part of the medal-winning effort. Some players have gone out. We've got two veterans in Srijesh and Manpreet Pawar over here. It's a stage-by-stage how you play in the group matches. There's nothing called an easy match. We'll have to wait and watch for that.
So we are in Group B. Do you see any weaknesses that we overcome? Like, for instance, how do you rate drag flicking and the left and the right forward or defense? The defense has been traditionally weak. Do you feel that India has been able to overcome these problems?
I don't think you can say defense is weak. If defense is weak, you would not have won 5-4 against Germany, the bronze medal in Tokyo. And when you're talking about drag flicking, yeah, penalty corner was never our expertise, but now there's been a lot of improvement in it. The drag flickers have changed, but the traditional flick or the traditional penalty corner method still exists. But I can't talk about weakness, you know, it's putting your act cohesively together on that big day. And from group stage up to semifinals and final, it's a long journey. And the excitement is there, you know, hockey always generates a lot of passion.
So how is Group B? Is it a tough draw for India?
No, this is not a tough draw. That's a draw which you would have expected. You had so much of competition, training and going abroad. And I think there's nothing like a tough group. Or if you look at the Tokyo Olympics, it's not this thing. You know, you look back at the kind of lack of performances you've had before that. If you look at London 2012, miserable. If you look at Rio, it was terrible. 2008, Beijing, we didn't even qualify for the Olympics. So this time we won the gold medal in Asian Games and direct entry. So please let's view it positively and hope that, you know, the team does well. It's very important because it's a mass sport, hockey, you know. Everybody loves it.
What about wrestling dominated by women's participation? Vinesh Fogat, Antim Pangal, Anshu Malik, Nisha Dhaiya and Ritika Huda from 50 kilograms to 76 kilogram weight category. What are their chances, especially looking at the legacy of Sushil Kumar in the men's wrestling event?
Definitely there is a legacy created by Sushil Kumar, taken over then by himself again in 2012. Then you had Yogeshwar Dutt. Then Yogeshwar Dutt's his disciple Bajrang Punia, who won a medal in, you know, Tokyo. Then you had the historic first woman to win a medal, Sakshi Malik. And now you have the icon, Vinesh Fogat, going into a third Olympics, someone who defined the odds. And she'll be watched with great interest. But yeah, the greenhorns will be interesting and the men will also be interesting. It's a sport, you know, where the grapplers go flat out. I think a medal is in order. And if it's more than one medal, if it is two medals, that will be real intense excitement.
Well, the other contact sport being judo, we have one participation, Tulika Mann, in the women's 78 kilogram plus. Martial arts, judo, what are our chances?
Yeah, martial arts, I don't think there's any chance. I think for Tulika Mann to have made it here itself is an achievement. So we first need to win medals on the Asian Games stage and then come to the level Olympics. But yes, there have been some good performances in the Asian level. But, you know, when you look at martial art, it's fairly at a nascent stage still in India.
Well, let's go back to the racket sports now. Table tennis, we have 8 participants, including reserves. It starts tomorrow with the preliminary rounds for men and women. Then moving on to the round of 64. Sharat Kamal, Hanmeet Desai for the men, and Manika Batra and Srija Akula for the women. How would you rate their chances?
I think Manika Batra obviously is very strong favorite. She's been in good form. Her rankings have shot up. Sharat Kamal, if you look at him, 5th Olympics, that is also historic, and everyone thinks that it will be important, you know, that he performs. She's going to be the flag bearer at the opening subway tonight. But yeah, even the team combination has been very, very good. And table tennis, the way the standards have increased in the last 6 years in India, is very, very praiseworthy.
What about tennis? You have Rohan Bopanna and Sriram Balaji in the men's doubles, and you have Sumit Nagal in the men's singles.
Yes, doubles, you know, Rohan Bopanna keeps telling us level 44, that is his age, and Sriram Balaji. I mean, he picked Sriram, and it was a toss-up between Sriram Balaji and Yuki Bambri, and to have come to this level of qualification is very high. And second thing is, the experience of Rohan and Sriram Balaji will be an added advantage. Talking about Nagal, you know, the way he's performed, come back, you look at it, from Asian Games, he was in deep trouble, now he's come back. He's played three Grand Slams in a row. Now he's made the cut for the US Open as well. His singles ranking is also fairly high now by Indian standards. If he gets a good draw and if he goes through it, it'll be very, very interesting. And he definitely can fearlessly play tennis on clay, which is his favorite surface.
Well, let's move on to rowing now. We have just one participation in the men's singles scull. We have the heats tomorrow. Balraj Panwar. And then you have the repechage on day 4, 28th of July. What are his chances in rowing?
I think rowing is a very difficult sport. You know, that venue is also about 35 kilometers out of Paris. I think Balraj is the lone one able-bodied athlete to make the cut, and second one is in para. So far, as we see, for Balraj to have made it so far itself is creditable. But more than the Olympics, if you look at the last Asian Games, I think the rowers did more than ample justice to their efforts.
In sailing, we have Vishnu Saravanan for the men's, yeah, in the men's dinghy, and Netra Kumanan in the women's dinghy.
I think Vishnu is really promising. Vishnu has done consistently well. He did well in the Asian Games also. Again, it's a sport which is outdoor. You're at the mercy of nature. So you go through several races and how you aggregate points, and if you live up to it, you can do well. But Vishnu is in a very positive frame of mind. His training base is near Marseille, which is away from Paris, and we look at how he does. He's definitely considered to be among the top guys in the world of today.
What about swimming, where we haven't really done very well?
Swimming, we never got a genuine A-grade qualification. You know, if you look at Dinidhi and you're talking about Sri Hari, through the universality quota, they've got it. I think even if they do well in the heats, it would be more than anything. Even at the Asian Games level, Indian swimming has got that.
Okay, so let's have a look at the track athletes. So you have the men's high jump, you have marathon race walk as well. It's called a mixed relay. And then you have the men's 20 meters race walk as well. Then you have the steeplechase. Then in the field events, apart from javelin that we already discussed, there is the men's shot put. And then you have the men's triple jump and the men's long
jump.
You
forgot the name of Kishore Kumar Jena in javelin. You left him out.
Well, I haven't left him out. Neeraj Chopra, of course, has been a favorite as far as the expectations are concerned. But yes, he's also participating.
Athletics, track and field at an Olympics is world class. I'd probably watch out for Parul. Parul Chaudhary has been really a hot one. She's there in two events.
Steeplechase and women's 5,000 meters.
I can't analyze event by event. You know, I think we'll have to hope. As I said, that for the sheer number of so many athletes to make it is big. So if I predict that X is going to win a medal and Y is not going to win a medal, that could be unfair. We'll have to wait. There's still a long time because the athletics event doesn't start straight away in the next few days.
But you also have the 20 meters race walk. Then you have the mixed relay in the marathon race.
Yes, mixed
walk.
Relay. The emphasis, as I said, is on gender equality. So every sport, almost where it is possible, it's a combination of mixed relay has always been strength. But mixed relay, it's going to be fairly new for us. For India, we'll have to wait and watch. But yeah, if the women can do well in the 4x400, that'll be interesting to watch.
What about equestrian Anush Agarwala in the dressage?
Anush Agarwala, I think, is one of the most famous names because of his efforts in Asian Games last year, hangs out again. But he won two medals, you know, one gold and one silver. Again, when you look at equestrian, very, very high standards. You know, we have countries from horse rider combination, from Korea, from Japan, from Thailand, from Britain, but he's based himself in Germany and done well. This will be a learning curve for it. Equestrian is a sport where you need maturity. But we saw even in the last Olympics, despite the pandemic, that one equestrian, Fahad Mirza, he had also done well. So I think this boy, Anush, has a lot of gut and he really goes and enjoys himself. The amount of money his family spent on him for hiring one of the best coaches, trainers, and these horses cost mega bucks, you know. They have to be hired. So all that input has gone, and Anusha, I'm sure, will love the ambience in Paris.
So karate has been left out, but you have golf, which is an Olympic sport, along with break dancing, oddly enough. What about golf? Gaganjit Bhullar is there, Shubhankar Sharma. What are their chances?
I think I would look at the chances better in women, you know, where you have Aditi Ashok and Diksha Dagar. Aditi very clearly missed a medal in Tokyo. And again, she missed a medal in Tokyo in, also in the Asian Games. She's missed two close medals. I mean, looking at Diksha Dagar also, she's been doing well on the women's PGA. So I would look at the women doing better than the men in golf on the greens.
So we're talking about 18 holes being played here across days?
Yes, definitely. The format is the same. Everybody knows how it is. And it's make or break to the last. Of course, you've got to make the cut first.
So what's the spirit like as far as the athletes are concerned? Just before the opening ceremony, which is tonight, how is that going to be led? What is the general feeling of enthusiasm amongst the athletes?
I think you're asking me something like Vicky Kaushal, you know, how's the Josh? I think the Josh is high. Spirit is high. Everybody's trained well. Everybody's well equipped in terms of their technical skills. Everyone's got a good skill set. Everyone's got mind trainers, coaches, as a full medical team over here. I think everything possible, you know, looking at 117 athletes and you look at the sheer number of support staff being provided almost on a one-to-one basis. It looks exciting that India has come in with best preparation into Paris 2024.
Talking to our Akashwani team, the Chief Executive Officer, CEO of the Indian Olympic Association, Sri Raghuram Iyer, opined that 117 well-tuned Indian contingent will bring a good number of medals for India.
We are all very, very positive, said whatever is it from the management side we have done. The coaches, support staff have been fantastic. They have gone ahead and done their best. I'm sure the athletes are prepared. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's all about the athletes. And they have prepared everything. You would have heard that we put up a very good medical center this time for the first time to ensure that, you know, the athletes, their upkeep is absolutely there so that for 24/7 they will have the support that they need. And given all of this, we're all very optimistic and hopeful that it will be the best Olympics that India has ever had.
So we're talking about being physically and mentally prepared between the 25th of July, which was yesterday, and all the way till the 11th of August when the closing ceremony is going to take place. So all the best to our athletes. Any last words for them?
Last words is just go out, compete fiercely. And the fact is that Indians now are seen not just as participants, they are seen as people who can win matches, win medals. And everyone is talking about whether India can win 10 medals. I will not stick my neck out whether it's going to be 10 or not. But we are very, very excited about all the medals, watching, hearing them in fact. And being in Paris is a special feeling, and talking to you all to bring the mood from here, the opening ceremony, going to be very different. I think Indians no longer fear anyone in the world. That's the most important way of looking at things ahead.
Well, thank you, Kannan, for being with us on Akashwani and giving us your views on what the medal-winning chances are of the Indian contingent at the Paris Olympics 2024.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on India's prospects in Paris Olympics 2024. The participants were S. Kannan, sports analyst, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on EIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on EIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.